boarding pass printing instructions back to aircraft operators. TSA would do so in a consistent and accurate manner while minimizing false matches and protecting privacy information.
Hmm.
I wonder why, if that's why we've got 800,000 people on the no-fly list now, because they would be consistent in an accurate manner while minimizing false matches. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, right, and I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. We propose that when the secure flight rule becomes final, aircraft operators would submit passenger information to DHS through a single DHS portal for both the secure flight and APIS programs. This would result in one DHS system responsible for watch list matching for all aviation passengers. Don't you feel great knowing that your government will use economies of scale to protect you? Edward Hasbro states that these rules are more insidious than merely complying to demands for your papers, please. He states, the proposal requires that travelers display their government-issued credentials. Remember that national ID card, folks? Okay, that's coming into effect. To display the government-issued credentials not to government agents, but to airline personnel, staff, or contractors whenever the DHS orders the airline to demand them. But since the orders to demand ID of certain passengers will be given to the airline in secret, travelers will have no way to verify whether demands for the ID are actually based on government orders. Think about that. You will not be allowed to verify if the person demanding your papers is actually authorized to do so. In addition, the airlines or other contractors or sub or even sub-subcontractors have the right under the proposed rules to do anything they like with your personal information, including keep copies of your passport.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education pension, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Phone lines are open, folks. 800.
It's.
Just a lot of interesting things that are happening right now, and so hang in there with us. Ken, are you on the line? I guess we don't have Ken on the line yet, but we'll have him on there soon.
Carl,
I wanted to talk about the signs this morning. We review this. You know, I have a goal. If you're not saved, I'm going to try to get you saved. If you're saved and you're not doing much for the Lord, I'm here to make you feel uncomfortable. So that's what this program is all about. It's called Science of the Times with Carl Sanders. And we're having a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, so I hope you can hear me fine. Some interesting things that that are happening right now. We have have done a little research, and you know, in May of 2008, we're going to have a new national ID card. But a lot of people don't realize that there are 100 other countries that already have that ID card. And and that ID card is strangely similar to the ID card they're talking about here in the United States. Now, isn't that amazing that all of these countries will get together and come up with the same ID card? It just could be that they're getting their information from the same source. Well, this ID card will have your be your national ID, your it'll be your travel passport, it'll be your bank, have your bank account information, your driver's license, your medical information, and much more. They're adding also a GPS chip embedded in the card so that they can track your every move. And so I'm looking at some pictures here of the ID cards from other countries, and it's just kind of amazing. Just one of those little updates I wanted to give you about the National ID Act and the National ID Card. By the way, several of the states have decided they're not going to take it, but Homeland Security and FEMA have already said that is not going to work. They're going to go ahead and see that this thing is done anyway. It was signed into law by the president, and get ready. Get ready for some problems in that area. We talk about the signs. We talk about the signs of nature, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences, diseases, tsunamis. You know, we talk about global warming, and I think it's kind of interesting when you get into the scenario there, and we'll talk about that just a little bit later in the program. The same people that are talking about global warming today are the same people who were talking about a global freeze 25 years ago. 18 of the 25 people that are in the global warming thing were in the global freeze thing. So it's kind of amazing. Nobody's accounting for the cycles that we're in. And just so much of that stuff is, is hype and media hype and people getting on the bandwagon and this type of thing. And I notice Hillary's even talking about global warming and the significance of it. But it's amazing. The oceans put more fluorocarbons in the air than any of the aerosol cans or anything else we use. So, you know, just look at the facts, folks. Yes, the ice caps are melting on one side, but they don't tell you that they're freezing thicker on the other side. So we may have a global tipping here, but I wonder about global warming. Well, we're excited about the program this morning and what God's going to do, and waiting for Ken to come on the line.
Hey, Carl.
Yes.
I am here.
You're here.
Well,
praise
so to speak,
God,
yeah.
Ken. Well, I was talking a little bit about this this thing with just did some research on the computer and came up with 100 countries who now have a national ID card that is just a spitting image of the national ID card for the United States. It's common through all these countries. So, how's things out in the Republic of California?
Well, two things, Carl. First of all, it's dark in the People's Republic of California because the light of truth rarely shines here. But I tell you what, I'm sitting in my own personal place of light with Jesus.
Amen.
He's bright light right here.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, Ken, I look at all the news, and I would just reviewing some of the stories and this type of thing and some of the things we're going to talk about this morning, and I thought about, he must be just looking down and kind of laughing at all this. He must be thinking, you know, what are these people doing running around like a bunch of ants trying to figure out what's going on? And he said, I'm in control all the time. and I've been in control. I wanted to talk a little bit about Iraq, not from a standpoint of the war we're in Iraq and this type of thing, but just the significance. A lot of people don't realize it's not just a dumb little dirty country over there along the Euphrates River, but there's some interesting things in Iraq and why we went into Iraq, and I know you've probably heard this, but I just want to read a few of them. The Garden of Eden was in Iraq, and Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq, was the cradle of civilization. And Noah built his ark in Iraq. These are just some facts. The Tower of Babel was in Iraq. Abraham was from Ur, which is in southern Iraq, Ur of the Chaldees, and, you know, kind of a interesting thing. Isaac's wife, Rebecca, you remember when he sent Eliezer to find a wife for Rebecca? Well, she's from Nahor, which is in Iraq. Jacob met Rachel in Iraq. Jonah preached in Nineveh, which is in Iraq. Isn't that amazing? That was Nineveh. Yes. Assyria, which is in Iraq, conquered the 10 tribes of Israel. Amos cried out in Iraq. Babylon, which is in Iraq, destroyed Jerusalem. Daniel was in the lion's den in Iraq. The three Hebrew children were in the fire in Iraq. So Jesus had already been in Iraq, by the way. He was the fourth man in the fiery furnace. So he was already been to Iraq. And I wonder how many tours of duty he's done there. Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, saw the writing on the wall in Iraq. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, carried the Jews captive in Iraq. Ezekiel preached in Iraq. He preached in a lot of places, but he did preach in Iraq. The wise men were from Iraq. Sounds like we got the music coming, and we'll come back to this, and Ken, I'll get your thoughts on Iraq. Biblical side of Iraq. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Ken, Brother Ken, from California, from the Republic of California, out in the darkness of the West Coast on. And we've also got Tim Tanner out of Spokane, Washington on the line. So, Tim and Ken, I was just reading a little bit about Iraq, and then I want you guys to comment on it. But one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is the significance of what's gone on in Iraq. And so I just, the Euphrates River, the name Iraq means country with deep roots. Iraq is a country with deep roots and very significant country in the Bible. And no other nation except Israel has more history and prophecy associated with it than Iraq. You know, this is something to think about. Since America is typically represented by an eagle, Sodom should have read up on the Muslim passages, you know, the Quran, and everybody's talking about the Quran, and I see where Russia has just given Iran some Qurans with the leaves made, the pages made out of gold. But this is a quote from the Quran, Quran 9:11. Isn't this amazing? It's chapter 9, verse 11 of the Quran. For it is written that the son of Arabia would awaken a fearsome eagle. The wrath of the eagle would be felt throughout the lands of Allah, and lo, while some of the people trembled in despair, still more rejoiced, for the wrath of the eagle cleansed the lands of Allah. And so if old Saddam Hussein had read that, he probably would have thought a whole lot different about what he did. I want you guys to think about it and have your comments, but, let's see. What we've got. We've got just a little bit more, I think. And no, that's about it on Iraq. What do you guys? What's your take on it? Let's talk about not the war in Iraq, but the biblical side of what's going on with Iraq and Israel and the West Bank and the Golan Heights and all of that. So, Ken, why don't you give us your insights?
You know, my soapbox is always go back to the basics. You need to check out the Bible and see what it says. You want to hear about history and about what the future is going to be. And what's interesting is I'm glad you pointed out on that list you read that the 42 wise men that came to Jesus, you know, came from Iraq. Now, I said 42 wise men to get someone's attention because the Bible does not tell us how many there are at all.
Right.
If you ask people in America how many, they're always going to tell you three. Because we're deceived. Somebody has told us that so long that we've started to believe it. So if you really want to know what the truth is, you have to go back to the source. And if you go back to the source in the Bible, you need to realize that the Bible calls Iraq by a number of different names. Babylon is one of them. Assyria, as you said, was there. The key to what's happening in the world today in terms of who's doing what and what's going to happen is to go back to Genesis 10. Because God deals with peoples and families. We may call them nations, but he's referring to them as families. Remember, he said of Isaac, you know, and before that Jacob, before Abraham, he's going to make out of him a great nation. But that nation is a family. It was all the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Ishmael had other families. So You go back to Genesis 10, and the families that God is dealing with are listed in Genesis 10. And you trace those out now, and you look at Ezekiel's prophecies, and you look in Revelation, and you'll find out that most of those families, if not all of them, are now following Islam. So that's an interesting concept, because those are the same ones that are prophesied to come against Israel, aren't they?
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Isn't that amazing? Tim, how are things going in Spokane?
Well, Carl, it's nice and getting colder up here in Spokane.
I was never as cold in my life as I was in Spokane. I came into Spokane in December 1 year and spent 6 months there before January. That was cold. No, I didn't spend 6 months, but I was there for a month or so, and the icicles stretched from the top of my bus clear to the ground, and it was an interesting time to... You'd drop coffee on the floor of the bus, and it would freeze as soon as it hit the floor. So Spokane can get cold. But let's talk just a little bit about the biblical significance of all this that's going on. Now, Condoleezza Rice is over in Israel, and she's pushing for, of course, the Palestinian state. They're going to come to the U.S., I think, in November, and they're going to probably sit down and make this this land swap and the peace treaty and all this kind of stuff. And people are saying, is this the treaty that we're talking about that will start the tribulation period? And, you know, it's is this the treaty that will be broken and the whole thing? So what do you guys, what's your take on that?
I'll let Tim, we got music coming on. I think I'll let Tim lead off if he likes.
Okay, well, we're going to be back in a few minutes with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests. And be sure and call in if you've got a question of either one of these guys or myself, and we'll try to answer it or pass it around until somebody answers it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are into a discussion right now talking about the significance of Iraq and Bible prophecy and the Word of God, and so there's a direction we're heading here, and I'm excited about it. Tim, why don't you comment on what we were talking about just before the break?
Okay, Carl, I just, you know, it's a land for peace. Every time we help them over there, Israel, I mean, I think of the last time we helped them give up land for peace, it wasn't but, I think, 2 days later that Katrina hit. And I kind of see that, you know, it says that we bless God said he blessed those that bless Israel and curse them that curse him. And maybe you can comment a little bit on that. I mean, the judgment seemed to fall every time we kind of help Israel give up some more land, which is land that God promised them, God gave them.
Amen, Tim.
We can't give that away.
The land they have is not all the land that God promised them. I mean, they have got a lot more land that they that they haven't taken and need to take. But it's amazing that, you know, and I said this last night on a program, that Harry Truman in 1948 stood up almost alone for Israel becoming a nation, for them having their homeland and becoming a nation again. And the blessings that came, even if you focus on Independence, Missouri, where Truman was from, the blessings on that city, but the blessings on the whole nation in the prosperity that came in the 50s, after what he did in 1948. So we have seen the blessings of blessing Israel, and we've also reaped the harvest of the cursings. One of the most dangerous things about this administration has not been the Iraq war or anything else. One of the most dangerous things about this administration is that they've turned their back on the apple of God's eye, they have this replacement theology idea that Israel no longer is important, and so what is important is we are Israel and this type of thing. And so I just, we can look at Israel and say, well, they're rebellious, God did too. He said they're a hard-hearted, stiff-necked, rebellious people. But I'm going to tell you something, Tim. You can have your worst kid, one of your kids is just the worst kid around, and they can be three rows away from you in the supermarket, and they cry out for you, and you're going to go, you're going to hit cans and dump things on the floor, and you're going to get to that kid to find out what's wrong. Right. This is the situation with Israel, and I fear what they're doing. I fear this forced peace treaty and what's going on in Israel. And We've got missionaries over there that I talk to every couple of days, and they're highly concerned about what's happening. But we're shrinking Israel down to non-existence. Smaller and smaller and smaller. It's an exciting thing to realize that. And people say, those aren't the real Jews. Those aren't the, well. You know what? How many of them are the real Jews? I think the estimates are around 300,000, 400,000 that are the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the real Jews. If God would spare Sodom and Gomorrah for 10 righteous, what's he going to do for 300,000 or 400,000 of the real descendants of Abraham and Isaac? So I think that you can rest your case on that. Ken, you got a comment?
Well, going back to the so-called seven-year treaty and whether this is the treaty or not, I think there's a couple of important points. One, when we're looking at the signs of the times, and you use a list of seven, most of those signs focus on the devil's kingdom, that is politics and war and those things. That's not the kingdom of God.
Right.
We need to realize that we're in the kingdom of God, and although we look at these signs as God directed us to see how close things are, we're not really supposed to be caught up in it, in the sense that our hope is not in what America as a nation does or doesn't do, or what Israel as a nation does or doesn't do. Our hope is in Jesus. We need to remember that. We need to remember there are two covenants. The idea that somehow the Christians have replaced Israel tells me someone didn't read the Bible at all. That whole thing is ridiculous.
Amen.
There's two different covenants altogether. And if you can't figure out which covenant you're in, you've got a serious problem. But back to the seven-year treaty, I guess the first thing is this really the treaty? Well, you need to realize that the Bible works in, or at least what's reported in the Bible, how God works, is in archetypes and shadows. So that there were many types of Christ, for example, prophets and so forth, that came before Jesus, but they weren't the real one. So it's an idea of seeing whether this is the right one or not. But I think if you go back to and read Daniel, I think it's chapter 9, where we get this whole idea of the seven-year treaty. I think if you go back to the Bible yourself, as I often say people need to do, and forget what the preacher told you, forget what you read in books, forget what you saw on television, forget the movies, and just go to the Lord and say, Lord, what is really going on here? And I think you may be very surprised to find out what time period he's actually talking about and who he's talking about in Daniel 9, and that whole idea is going to change. But whether or not this is the seven-year treaty, I think this is what we need to realize. We have sort of a deception going on in the American church, which is that, well, when these things come, we know we have 7 years to sort of kick back and, you know, we got some time to get saved and get right with Jesus. We can't rely on that. What we know about this thing coming up right now, whether this is the one or not, it is so close that they can trigger it any time that they want to, they being the kingdom of the devil and his friends. So it's close, friends, and what I need to tell you is you need to get right with Jesus right now.
Amen.
You don't have time to wait. We can't rely on 7 years. What if it's only 3.5? What if it's 3 days? What if you get hit by a bus tomorrow? You better get right with Jesus now. You're talking about, I remember last night, they were talking about gold and silver and how the Christians would have a separate system.
Yeah.
Well, gold and silver are good things to have right now to protect your wealth and to guard against inflation, all things like that. But when everything hits the fan, you can't rely on that because pretty soon, it might work for a while. You can have your own profit stockpiles and things like that if they don't come and confiscate them. But the real key is this, that gold and silver will never buy you anything. You know, Peter, when someone had a need, this was a crippled man, he said, gold and silver have I none.
Right.
But such as I have, I give you. And he gave him Jesus. So what we need to do, and you've said this too, is we need to sell all that gold and silver and all of our stocks and buy one share of Jesus. That's what we
Amen.
Need.
Amen. Amen. You know, Ken, I think one of the things that we talk about deception in the church and deception, I got an email yesterday and they were talking about, they had the date all figured out, the Jubilee and the 50 years and all that.
Is that
going to
be May 23rd or something?
2015, I think.
I thought it was going to be May 23rd. 2012, according to someone out here.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of that kind of stuff, and you can, you can, it's like Play-Doh. You can mold it and make it fit anything you want to. And, you know, one of the things that, situation we've got ourselves into as a nation is to be heavily indebted, to China. And, China's not our friend. China's a communist nation. They haven't changed. They aren't going to change. But I think it's interesting that Euphrates River we're talking about there, it says, that a 200 million man army will walk across the dry Euphrates. Well, we look around and we say, well, the only nation that could put 200 million men out on the battlefield would be China right now. In fact, it wouldn't even bother them. They've got twice that many in their military. So,
something really interesting, Carl, is that when the Bible was written, there was no nation on earth could ever field an army that big.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But God knew it, and he called out the number, and that, just a few years ago, was exactly the number that China had in its armed forces.
Yeah. I think one of the things that, you know, that lead to the deception that the church is in right now is that date-setting and, you know, you can remember people like Wisenot who came up with 88 reasons for 88, and then Camping came out with the fact that it was Jesus was going to return in 94. You could buy his books in January 95 real cheap. But there's always been date setters, and there's always been people that try to figure it out, and there's always been people that steal away and go to the top of a mountain someplace to wait for his coming. And, you know, it's amazing, and they'll lead people with them. Mm-hmm. And we miss what the instructions that he left. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And, you know, somehow we gather in our buildings and our churches, we gather in and we, me and my four and no more, and we separate ourselves from the very call that Jesus Christ put on our lives to go and do. And I admire you two men because you do that. You go and you're active and you're involved. And Tim has answered a prayer for me because of the Indians out at Well Pennant and this type of thing. I just have had a burden for them for a long time, and that's where Tim's at, so out there. So praise God. Tim, you got any comments on all that?
I do. The deception you're talking about, where it's easy to make converts, but we're not called to make converts. We're called to make disciples.
Amen.
To make disciples takes time out of your personal life, which should be dedicated to the Lord. And it takes time. You gotta work with people. You gotta show them that you love them and you care. We're called to disciple them for the work of the ministry so they can carry on what we're doing. And I think the great deception is, one of it is, you can just, you know, say the prayer and we're saved and got our ticket, you know. And as I tell the people, the rapture, we don't know when we're going to get raptured. We could get raptured by a bus, or, you know, God could call us home at any time and we'll have to stand before him and give an account. And, you know, I am blessed to be up here and work with a few Native Americans, as you mentioned in Well Pennant. And it's really hard ground. It really is. But some of them, they're just such wonderful people. And I covet your prayers for that. As God leads us out there, we want to make a few disciples that can carry the gospel to their people, you know, to further God's kingdom there.
Well, that's, Tim, what excited me about what you're doing, because too many times we want to go in and do it, and we want to be the center of attraction, and we want to do it. And when all is said and done, the best missionary efforts has always been to train the people to go to their own people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that you're on the right track there. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to a time when I can come out there and just see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Starving, hungry people. I remember preaching in that church out there and just seeing the hunger. And we talk about deception and the deception that's involved in the church ebbing and flowing with what the world ebbs and flows with. If the world around you is prosperous and doing well, then the church does well. But the truth of the matter is that they lived in the catacombs in that first century church. They were persecuted. They ran. They hid. They had a lot of things that came upon that first century church, and I don't think we realize in our prosperity that we seemingly have this is the thing that's taking us away. I remember being in China in a underground church south of Beijing, on the outskirts of Beijing. It was an underground thing, and in the middle of the message, I had these little 20-minute sermonettes all made up, and they exhausted all those. They kept wanting me to preach. But a woman began to pray, to stand up and pray, and it was really unusual, and I asked the translator, David Chu. I said, "David, what's going on here? What's she saying?" And he said, "She's praying for the church in America to come under persecution so that they may know Jesus the way that they knew Jesus, and that they would know the real Jesus." And I shared that in some churches here in the United States, and you wouldn't believe the reaction I got. You know, what kind of people are these Chinese that are over there praying for us to have persecution? I said, "Oh, man, you missed the point." They were praying for us to have a relationship with Jesus Christ that was a close personal relationship like Paul had. And so I would, it amazed me. But I got flack for that when I would talk about that. And I got a lot of flack one time because I said we had, in one of those churches, we had done communion with rice cookies and warm water. It was all they had, and I was told that I had blasphemed God because we didn't have the proper elements for the communion. So it's amazing where people have their focus. I didn't tell them that I was down in Mindanao with the Shiite Muslims trying to kill us, and I was having we had communion with Pepsi and soda crackers. That would have really blown their mind. But it's amazing the things we put our focus on that are non-salvation issues, and it's amazing. No place can you see in the gospel where, and this will step on some toes, but I'm going to say it anyway, where water is mentioned, or water baptism is mentioned, but yet we baptize people into the church. And sounds like we got the music coming, and we'll come back to this subject. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. We were just discussing some of the doctrines, not God's doctrines, not the things written out in the Bible, but man's doctrines, and so it's kind of amazing. We've got a caller from Kentucky, and so let's bring that caller on from Kentucky.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Carl Sanders with Signs of the Times. So what can we do for you this morning?
Well, I heard you say something about the two covenants in water baptism, and I thought it was fairly well written out that John the Baptist came eating locust and honey from the wilderness and preaching baptism, and Jesus was baptized and the dove descended on him. In the River Jordan. So the gospel doesn't mention water baptism.
I don't want to mislead anybody. The baptism by immersion, baptism is certainly there, but it's not a salvation issue. John the Baptist was baptizing for the repentance of sin. He was baptizing Jews. He never baptized a Christian except Jesus.
You could argue the same thing about circumcision, but,
right.
The thing you talked about the covenants earlier by saying that there are two covenants suggests that we could convert to Judaism and reach salvation. I thought there was no path other than Jesus. That sounds to me like there's only one covenant.
Absolutely. There is no, there will be no Jews in heaven except they come through Jesus Christ.
Ultimately, sounds like there's only one covenant then.
Yeah, and so
at least since 70 A.D. At least since the destruction of the original temple, which no rebuilt temple could be valid, I don't think.
Hey, Carl, if I can interject here, I think that I think there were two covenants at one time, in the sense that there was an old covenant and a new covenant, as the Bible teaches us. But here's what happened. This is what I believe, anyway. When Jesus hung on the cross and said it is finished, what he was talking about was finishing the old covenant. So that you're right. You know, Jews or Gentiles is only one way. Jesus said, I am the truth and I am the way. And so he's the only way. So there's really only one covenant now. There's no question about that. But people get confused. That's where you get this ridiculous idea of replacement theology. We don't replace the Jews. We're not under the Jews at all. We don't need to be circumcised or any of those things. That's the argument that Paul and Peter and all the people had before. What we need to do is just seek Jesus. That's the one way there is right now, and the brother's absolutely right about that.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because, you guys kind of glossed past that and said there was two covenants, and I just thought, you know, maybe there might be some folks that didn't realize what you were saying.
Well, thank you.
Well,
for
I
that.
Appreciate that,
All
brother.
Right.
I was
right.
Thanks in Kentucky.
Thanks.
I think we lost him, Carl.
Okay, well, I appreciate that very much.
Can I address
you? You know, it's amazing when you're going along, you understand what we're saying, or we understand what we're saying, but we're talking to a lot of people out there that might pick up something different on it.
Amen.
You got any more comments on that to Ken or Tim?
I do. It sounds like we have the music, and afterwards I want to talk about prosperity and date setting.
Okay. I don't know whether we got the music or not.
I can hear it.
Well, it sounds like the music is coming, Ken, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the commercials.
It's true.